Nickel and Dimed, social critic Barbara Ehrenreich's popular account of her foray into the lives of the working poor, is becoming a cultural phenomenon. Not only have both the hardcover and paperback releases of the book been bestsellers, the cable TV channel A&E has based an hour-long investigative special on it, Hollywood producers have optioned the rights to the story, and there's a new play based on the book. It's now on stage at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles. Bellamy Palethorpe from member station KPLU reports.
4.5 years ago, Barbara Ehrenreich was a freelance writer wondering how roughly 4 million women about to be forced into the labor market because of welfare reform were going to make it on $6 or $7 an hour. The editor of Harper's Magazine suggested that she try to do it, but then reconsidered, saying a well-known writer with a PhD might not have the right experience for the job. What followed is an early scene in the stage version of Nickel and Dimed.
A name writer can't have a working-class background? A working-class person can't get a PhD? Hey, I was a waitress. My father barely made it out of the mines. I was married 17 years to a warehouseman, an organizer for the Teamsters. I know how hard it is. I won't be surprised enough.
Good, let's say first draft by June.
You need somebody who's going to be shocked.
As it turns out, Barbara Ehrenreich was shocked.
I was completely unprepared for what I found out there. My strategy, my plan had been to get a little efficiency apartment, $400 a month, I hoped to pay, and then I thought I could probably break even on $7 an hour. But there were no such $400 efficiency apartments, and I was not in the worst places, and yet there was just no housing.
Ehrenreich started in Florida, where she had to work two jobs to make her rent, cleaning hotel rooms by day and waiting tables at night. In the stage version, her character, played by Sharon Lockwood, learns that many of her colleagues at a Denny's-style restaurant, including one played by Kristen Flanders, are homeless.
You live at Days Inn?
Hell no. I live in my van. Car payment's the cheapest rent I ever found. $186. That is a month, not a week.
You don't look like you live in a van.
$7 at the Salvation Army. You met me yesterday, I would have smelled like I lived in the van. But now the manager at Days Inn says I can park in his lot. And Marianne, she's a girl that works nights. She and her boyfriend live at the Days Inn for real, so I can shower anytime I want.
Author Barbara Ehrenreich traveled from Florida to Maine to Minnesota. She worked as a waitress, a cleaning woman, a nursing home aide, and a Walmart clerk. She says she came to feel that the American dream of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps has become nearly impossible. After the book came out, Bartlett Shear, artistic director of the Intimon Theater in Seattle, heard Ehrenreich on the radio. Shear is known for staging politically tinged interpretations of Shakespeare and other classics. With Nickel and Dimed, he says he wanted to put the Intimon's mostly white, middle-class audience face-to-face with the people they depend on but often ignore.
I personally don't think about the guy who comes in at 11 o'clock at night at the Intimon and cleans out the offices and what he gets paid. I don't think about what the cleaning service who works in my house, what their life might be like. I don't think about any number of people, whether they're waitresses at Denny's or whether they work at a Walmart. I'm part of that amnesiac American public who isn't behaving as a community and then gets all angry at each other.
Shear recruited an old hand at political satire for the tricky task of transforming nonfiction into a work for the stage. Joan Holden was principal playwright for the San Francisco Mime Troupe for 30 years. She says any piece of political theater should be entertaining to make it effective, and the show, like the book, is full of laughs. And like Ehrenreich, Holden does not shy away from attacking the majority of her audience.
We're trying to get the middle class and the classes above to acknowledge and take responsibility for the gifts they receive from people who work for very low wages, and to understand that those people are subsidizing our life, that every time you get something cheap, somebody else paid for it with their labor.
That's a message Holden took more or less straight from the pen of Barbara Ehrenreich, and many of the monologues between scenes are lifted almost verbatim from the book. But Holden says there was one part of Nickel and Dimed that bothered her when she read it, when Ehrenreich writes that she would never hire house cleaning help because she doesn't want to have that kind of relationship with another human being.
I bridled because I found it necessary to sustain my sanity to hire a cleaning lady and to pay her very well. And I knew that if I had this reaction, that many members of the audience would have the same reaction, and that women in the audience, they would feel suddenly guilt-tripped in a way, and it would distance them from Barbara, the character. They would start resenting it. So I thought, that's going to create a tension that we need to let out.
Holden solves the problem by putting her reaction into the mouths of the actors.
This is just not the relationship I want to have with another human being. In fact, I find the whole idea repugnant.
Wait a minute. I just have to say that I am embarrassed that she is saying that.
Excuse me?
No, I'm not talking about you, Barbara. I'm talking about you, Sharon.
The actors drop their roles as housekeepers and address each other as colleagues. Kristen Flanders asks a stagehand to bring up the house lights as she begins a debate with her fellow actors. Then Flanders turns to the audience and asks how many ticket holders have cleaning help. Olga Sanchez asks what they pay.
Those of you that are hiring, how much are you paying these days?
20.
Do I hear a higher number?
35.
I think that's fair. $35 an hour.
$35
plus benefits.
I think we're done here.
Critics are split about whether the scene works and whether Aaron Reich's book makes good theater. They're praising the six actors who premiered the show and are performing it in Los Angeles. Tickets went quickly in Seattle. They're selling well in L.A. Director Bartlett Shear says one reason may be that the play is not so much about the Czech immigrant dishwasher who gets fired for allegedly stealing packets of ketchup, or the tight-knit team of maids who aren't allowed to drink water on the job. He says it's about the middle-class writer and what she learned by joining their ranks.
Because I think the piece is about the middle class. I do not think it's a piece really about the poor. It's our audience that needs transforming, because it's about their privilege, it's about their cushion, it's about what they don't know. And that's why I think a lot of people are attracted to the tale. It's about us, really, who are in power and privilege, who have to take this on.
And as corporate America crumbles, Shear says a lot of people are confronting the middle class fear of losing their jobs. He says Barbara Ehrenreich's voice is one they want to hear right now. Nickel and Dimed continues at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles through October 27th. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe.